It's 1 a.m. and you are now probably driving through the swamps of Wisconsin or some other redneck state after a night of drinking at your favorite Calvinist pub, and you have found my show on your car radio by pure drunken chance. You are now wondering, should I change the dial? What value can this stuttering Mexican provide to me? Because that's what life is about, right? Providing value. That's what our Puritan forefathers meant when they spoke of the values of hard work, thriftiness, decency, temperance, and watering your lawn. The answer is that I am here to represent all those values, which are also shared by true Mormons, against a demonic idea that has pervaded the airwaves as of late. The world dream. What is the world dream? Well, let's read the words of the mastermind behind it, Mr. Julian Lee.
It doesn't matter if I preach chastity and then I masturbate 17 times a day. I can always blame it on the world dream.
So, to put things into context, who is Julian Lee? Julian Lee is a reputed white nationalist musician, tarot wizard, and crystal gazer. He is known for putting curses on Catholics and running naked through the streets of Portland attacking cyclists. To illustrate what the world dream is about, let's focus on one of his better known works, the song Hymn to Dresden. In this otherwise excellent song, Julian Lee makes a homage to the inhabitants of the German city of Dresden, who were bombed to smithereens by the Allies in World War II. He tells us the story behind the heroic struggle of the Germans and how the whole murderous operation is to be blamed on the Jew. This is not so bad, you may say, but here's the twist. Like 2 months later, he reads the book, The Pink Svastika, and based solely on his reading of this book, which is by the way written by a Jew, he decides that all Nazis were homosexuals and that Germany deserved to be destroyed for supporting this faggot elite. This might not make much sense, except consider from the perspective of the world dream.
The examples are countless, like his embrace of nigger singers and his dismissal of pure Aryan musical forms like gore metal, etc., etc. So it's time to issue a challenge. I invite Julian Lee to be interviewed by the mighty Mexican, i.e. me, for my next show. Maybe the world dream is not as insane as it looks. Maybe, as Julian states, the world dream is superior to Christianity, to Western tradition, to the Declaration of Independence, to malt liquor, and to everything our forefathers held dear. Maybe. The only way to know is a face-to-face conversation with Julian Lee, where all the haze will be removed. Stay tuned.